Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again. Welcome to my first sermon service for the year. You've probably may have joined us last week. Good to be with you all again. The start of a new year. And I thought, well, what subject can I preach on at the beginning of a new year that is relevant to people's lives? And so I thought about baptism. Why baptism? Because baptism is that first step that people take in their relationship with the Lord. So I thought, as a new year, the beginning of something new, baptism is that same symbol of something new. Now, the idea of baptism or washing is not new in the Bible. If we go all the way back to the children of Israel and to Moses, Moses was given commandments by the Lord, and a lot of those commandments had to do with washing. To wash your clothes, to wash your body, to wash your houses, all sorts of commandments about washing. We have stories in the Old Testament about people being healed by washing in the Jordan River. And then when the Lord came to earth, we see the Lord being baptized or washed also in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. And so this idea of washing has always been with us, has always been a message that the Lord has been trying to give to us. Now, who has seen a baptism? Who's seen a baptism? Okay. Probably everyone has seen a baptism. Sometimes it's a baby. Sometimes it's a child, sometimes it's an adult. Okay? At any age, we will see people being baptized. And the question I want to ask today is, well, how does baptism help you? How does baptism help you? When someone is baptized, and I put water on them, and I bless them, when they stand up, do they look different? They haven't changed? No, they haven't changed. They're still the same face, still the same clothes. Nothing has changed on the outside with that person. So what is baptism and how does it help us? I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. This is a book called New Jerusalem by Emanuel Swedenborg. And we're reading the section on baptism. And it says, baptism was instituted as a sign that an individual belongs to the church. So that's the first thing that baptism does for us. That's the first way it helps us. It says that we are part of a church. That's the first sign of baptism. You are part of a church. But who knows what a parable is? What is a parable? A story with an inner meaning. Now, we're used to parables in the New Testament, but from a new church perspective, we look at the whole of the Bible as a parable, because we can go to every story in the Lord's Word, and even if it seems like a history of a people, or whether it seems like a song to the Lord, or a made-up myth, whatever kind of story or message it is, inside that song or inside that story or inside that history is a deeper meaning. And so when the Bible talks about washing, and when the Bible talks about baptism, and the Lord talks about baptism, there is a deeper meaning, more than just the outside. The Lord doesn't want to wash our bodies and our clothes. Okay, that's something that we do ourselves, or our parents do, right? So I want to read to you, and you can follow along on the screen above me. We're going to read from Matthew 3, verse 11. This is John the Baptist speaking. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Holy Spirit and with fire. So when we baptize, when I baptize, I use water, don't I? Like John the Baptist. But John the Baptist says, someone is coming that will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Do you see fire coming out of people when they baptized? No. No. So there's a deeper meaning within the story. There's a deeper meaning, a deeper idea within baptism. Can we see the Lord? Can we see His Spirit moving among us? No? Can we see the Lord working among us? No, we can't. Can we see fire coming out of people at baptism? No, we can't. We can't. So what is the Lord talking about? What is that deeper something that the Lord is trying to give to each one of us that helps us when we commit to baptism? I want to read further from the teachings for the new church. Baptism is also a reminder that she or he needs to be regenerated. It's a reminder that something is now going to begin in our lives. A reminder to us that the Lord wants to create within each one of us a clean heart. The Lord wants to create within each one of us a heart of flesh. There is a process that begins at baptism that is unseen to anybody else, even to ourselves at sometimes. But the Lord is working within that baptism to bring about a change. Now I want to ask the people who have been baptized. Before your baptism, you did things that were wrong. You made mistakes. You said horrible words to other people. Maybe you were greedy, or you're selfish, or you shouted and screamed and angry and frustrated with other people. After your baptism, if you were baptized, after baptism, did that change? Were you still frustrated and angry with people and make mistakes and hurt other people and shout and scream? Right. Okay. So baptism is not about this instant change. Wow. Imagine if it was. Imagine if we could come up to the Lord and say, Lord, help me, wash me clean, and in an instant, we were different people. The only problem is we wouldn't recognize ourselves. And the Lord doesn't work that way. The Lord can't work that way because, unfortunately, we love to be hurtful sometimes, and we love to be selfish sometimes. And if the Lord took that away from us in an instant, we would simply die. We would simply cease to exist. There wouldn't be any purpose in our life anymore because those are the things that we hold on to. And so the process begins at baptism of change. A struggle begins at baptism to choose differently. I want to read a little story. There's a picture to go up on the screen. It's a story from the Cherokee Indian tribe about two wolves. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. A fight is going on inside me, he said to the boy. It is a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger and envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy and peace and love and hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. And the same fight is going on in you and in every other person. So the grandson thought about it for a minute. And then he asked his grandfather, which wolf will win? And the old Cherokee simply replied, the one you feed. The one you feed. Within each one of us is a fight. A fight between the good wolf, our good self, a self that has a relationship with the Lord, that wants to love other people and be generous and give. But there's also our old self, the evil wolf, that thinks about itself and wants everything for itself. And this is a battle that each one of us has to recognize. So how does baptism help us with this fight? Baptism is about coming to the Lord and saying, this is my church. That's the first thing, a sign that you are of the church. So we're coming to the Lord, this is my church. In this church, I find you. That's the first thing. I find the Lord and I find your word, your truths that speak to my life. Finding the Lord and finding his truths. That's the acknowledgement that each one of us brings when we come to baptism. And how that helps us is it is a deep confidence. It's a deep confidence that I have found something special. I have found something powerful. I have found something that if I am in a time of need, if I am struggling to make a choice between these two wolves, and I'm trying to feed the good one, and I feel like I'm going to end up feeding the bad one, we can call on the Lord out of that confidence, and the Lord will help us. And baptism is a sign that we are of the church and a witness to that confidence that we have deep down, that change is possible. Change is possible. And at the new church, that is central to our whole understanding of the Lord's working in this world, why he's created this world, and his mission for each one of us, that we walk with him in confidence to change from feeding that evil wolf to feeding more and more and more in our lives that loving, caring, good wolf. And baptism. Baptism is that sign of confidence that I know the Lord, I have found his truths, and I love and want to be a part of his church. And so those are important elements that we bring to baptism whenever we want to be, if we want to be baptized, or if you're thinking back to your baptism. Those are the important things to remember. I know the Lord, I have found his truths, and I want to be a part of his church in this world. Amen.
Right.
O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, as we begin this new year with opportunities that lie before us, may we draw on your power through baptism, through acknowledging you are our God, through finding your truths in your word. May you help us in the moments and the opportunities of life to choose the good path, to choose to feed and to nourish what is loving and compassionate and understanding in the relationships that we have, that we might build stronger and stronger friendships, that in loving other people just as we love ourselves, we are carrying out your commandments and we are loving you. Lord, we know that only your power can do this in our life. But Lord, we know that your promise is in our time of need. If we call upon you, if we call upon your name, if we call upon your qualities, you will give that power to us that we might fight with you to subdue the evil and to do what is good. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to every opportunity to change. And Lord, will you also open up our hearts and our minds to the many blessings of love that you give to us every day. And so, Lord, can we go out into our week and into our year with gratitude for what you have already given, gratitude for what you give us every moment of every day, and draw on your strength and your courage to choose the good fight. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.